Day 224, Saturday, August 12th. First Chronicles 2:7 and Joshua 7. First Chronicles 2:7 NKJV. The son of Carmi was Ishar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. Joshua 7:1-26 NKJV. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes, and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content, and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it, and surround us, and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? So the Lord said to Joshua, Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning therefore you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to families, and the family which the Lord takes shall come by households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarites, and he brought the family of the Zarites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Now Joshua said to Achan, My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels. I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. Daily Deep Dive. We will start our last day of reading for this week with the UCG reading plan. The Israelites had been forbidden to claim any of the spoils of the city, Joshua 6:17-19. But one man thought he could be an exception. The Hebrew word translated a disgraceful thing in verse 15 denotes a blatant and senseless disregard for God's will. Nelson Study Bible, note on Joshua 7:15-16. Sometimes one man's sin can adversely affect others who apparently had nothing to do with it. Thankfully, only 36 out of a few thousand men were lost, verses 3-5. Though tragic, the repercussions could have been much worse, as God declared the nation as a whole doomed to destruction, verse 12, until the sin was removed from its midst. The King James Study Bible notes, Achan is referred to as Ashar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing, 1 Chronicles 2:7. He was stoned to death for violating the ban during the conquest of Jericho, v. 1. Achan stole 200 shekels of silver, a Babylonian garment, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels and hid them in the earthen floor of his tent, v. 21. The sin of Achan was imputed to the whole nation, v. 11, 12, and thus they were soundly defeated in the battle of Ai, v. 4, 5. Israel learned the hard way that what one person does could affect the well-being of the whole nation. He was buried in the Valley of Achor, trouble, v. 26. Achor is used in a figurative sense in Isaiah 65:10 and Hosea 2:15 to describe the messianic age or the time of restoration that would result for the nation of Israel only after they pass through trouble. Indeed, like in this example, the great tribulation will come upon Israel in the end time not because every single individual is in complete and total rebellion against God. Rather, because of the terrible sins of some, in fact, of many, that are not rooted out of Israel, suffering will come on all. Ironically, if Achan had only waited until the very next battle with Ai, he would have been allowed to take spoil for himself, Joshua 8:2. But his greed got the better of him, and brought about his downfall. End. Verse 5, imagine the discouragement. God has promised to be with you and fight for you, yet you just suffered defeat and families lost loved ones in battle. They must have been so confused and their faith shaken.